Dear Chicago.
Dear Chicago.
Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there in the dear old.
Wow. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Mini Box.
Mini Box?
Yeah.
This is episode 572. You're listening to a podcast that is recorded out of a decent area of Chicago, maybe.
Watch yourself, bitch.
We are currently inside of a beehive.
Literally.
We are hanging with the queen mother.
Why, thank you. My mom's not here. She's getting an eye exam.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Oh. So should we just go straight into the subjects we got? I mean, we don't really need to talk about our week because we just did that on the last show.
Let's go right into it.
We're going to go right into crazy first.
Yes.
Because I have been loving this all week long. Our big crazy bitch, Amanda Bynes, is back on Twitter.
Well, she was temporarily
back on Twitter. Yeah. Bitch is crazy. I mean, what is wrong with her? Seriously, Amanda Bynes, if you're listening to the show.
Yes, because she is listening.
Well, she's microchipped now, so she might be able to beam us in.
She's listening from her 5150 hold in
right.
Los Angeles, Mount Sinai.
I don't understand her. Like, why? I mean, I guess she does have, like, a really bad mental illness. Because I don't think anyone would ever do that just for attention. Like, a public figure like that, right?
Well, okay. Besides Britney Spears was, you have to remember, Britney Spears taught Amanda Bynes how to be crazy.
But Britney Spears wasn't this kind of crazy.
She didn't go this far. No, not.
And it wasn't this long either.
Britney Spears was crazy for like a year.
Amanda Bynes has been crazy for like five.
Well.
Ever since she done Easy A, and after that movie, she has gone batshit crazy.
Yeah, like, I feel really bad for her.
She got almost arrested for stealing something from Barney's. Then she was going to sue the magazines because they take ugly pictures of her.
And they were talking smack about her.
Yeah, and so she's going to sue them.
They were spreading lies is what she kept saying.
Then she got on Twitter and said that her father sexually molested her and that... You know, he did all the stuff, physical and mental and, you know, verbal abuse. And then she goes back on and says, the microchip in my head made me say those things. But my dad is the one that microchipped me. Bitch.
So essentially
she's inadvertently
admitted that her father is the one that was saying all that shit.
Right.
Stupid. I mean, she's fucking dumb.
And then she gets on a flight. Well, she gets taken out of LaGuardia Airport because she's screaming and yelling at an agent.
Wait, was that LaGuardia that she was coming out of? No, that was Los Angeles.
She was in New York and she flew to Los Angeles.
Yes, because she got to LA. Oh, you didn't see the video?
LA, they took her straight to the hospital.
You didn't see the video from TMZ? Oh, my God. She was a hot, like, scorching mess. Like,
I need to see it.
She was like... She was on the phone and she was like, literally, I don't think she was talking to anybody. Well, actually she was talking to somebody. It was probably one of the 52 people she has in her head.
Right.
But she was literally like, hi. She's like, yeah, my dad's an asshole. Like, he like did all this stuff. And she's literally on the phone. Like, she's got the phone in her ear and she's walking through the airport. There's an enormous amount of chaos swarming around her, and everyone, you know, and everyone's taking pictures. Like, the passengers are looking at her like, who the fuck is that? And then they figure out who it is and they're all like taking pictures. And I just, that's so awful. I don't know. I think it's...
Well, we kind of feed into it because we like to see...
Well, we like to see our stars go up and then come down. And then to build them right back up. And that's our society. But, you know, she is just fucking... She's psychotic is what she is.
She's like the most crazy famous person I think I know besides Kanye West.
He's a very particular type of crazy. But I think the thing that with her, with Amanda Bynes, is that she is very similar to Britney Spears. She needs to be put, you know, she needs to be put on medication and she needs to be monitored.
And she was put on medication. Yeah, she was being monitored.
But the judge only gave her parents a temporary hold on her. And I hope now that she's been put on 5150 that when her dad or her parents go back to court, hopefully they're going to want to take over this. Like, they can see that she is not stable enough to be left to her own devices, at least not for now. Like, I even think sometimes I get a little afraid of Britney Spears too, because I'm like, she's still not like, you know, I mean, she will never be 100%. Neither of these two bitches will ever be 100%. Even on medication. But the thing is that when you have people like these girls who have all this amount of fame, I feel like they kind of need someone that's going to always have their best interest.
Is this her right here?
Yes.
That's the video.
Oh my god.
They're saying that Sam Lufty is the one that flew her back to LA, which is the same guy that when Britney Spears went crazy, he was her manager.
Oh yeah, he was a fucking douchebag.
Yeah.
Who's Sam Lufty? I feel like that's her manager.
It was Britney Spears' old manager. Damn it, the video's not working.
Sam Lutfi?
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, my God. He's the fucking crazy. Made her crazier.
Right, Britney?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they had to put a restraining order against him. So now, what if he's, like, drugging these people or something?
That's scary.
I wonder what he's doing.
He's an evil human being.
He must got some magic dick or something. Just like, bam.
You know what? I will tell you that I lived and breathed
Britney's breakdown
when she was breaking down. And it's awful to say that because... On one hand, at the time, being like a psychology student, like I loved the in and outs of what she was like, the manic and all that stuff. Like, because she's clearly she was going through a manic phase when she would be like, you see her and she looked like she was happy. And then when she was crying, bitch was fucking manic.
Uh-huh.
But when I look back at it and I look at, like, for example, like Lindsay Lohan and then Amanda Bynes, I'm like, this is not fun. This is really sad to see someone break down like this in public. Like, and not only is that sad, but then it's really sad when you think about all those people who don't break down in public like that and who actually go through this behind closed doors.
Right.
Like, I can't imagine how much worse it is when they don't have people that can actually say, we're going to put you on a 5150 so that we can, you know, get you better.
Like when Mariah Carey had her issue.
When she walked out on TRL with fucking gold lamé shorts right. on, hawking some ice cream.
She was tired. She was really tired.
Bitch was fucking loony.
She needed some Ambien. She needed some CPCs.
Speaking of which.
What? I didn't hear it.
Okay, good. Speaking of Miss Mariah Carey.
Oh, no.
We'll touch on her. Hendrick, I know that you called. We got what we wanted.
We didn't talk about her on the last show, so he can call about that show.
Right. So I just have to say, are we done with Amanda Bynes? Or can we come back?
Yeah, Amanda Bynes is done. I mean, I was so happy when she got back on Twitter. Because I've been following her, right?
Oh, of course. Everyone has.
And when I saw a tweet from her, I was like, it like made my day. Like, I smiled. I stood up. I put my hands in the air like a champion.
Like, Jesus! Yes! Let's dissect those. Before I get into Mariah Carey, let's dissect those Amanda Bynes tweets real quick.
Oh, okay. You're going to bring them up?
Yeah. Hold on. Because I think Amanda Bynes Twitter. I think they were taken down. I want to say I think they were taken down. Well, oh, no, they're still up. Okay.
Dead air, dead air, dead air.
Okay, so on October 10th, she put, and I'm just starting randomly. I'm not going to go in, what is it?
Consecutive.
Consecutive order. Fuck, I need a tremendous amount of facial surgery. October 10th, this was before that tweet, twit, she said, so I'm literally on the cover of every magazine right now.
Let me read one. Tabloids always choose the most hideous shots of me, and I know it's because I called so many people ugly, but I'm not insane.
And the following tweet was, so if the magazines would please stop acting like I need mental help, I would really appreciate it. Yeah, because, sweetie, that is a mental patient talking. Right. That is a sane person talking. What I need help with is looking pretty. Bitch, you need a good fag in your life. That's what you need. Her next tweet after that was, help a nigga out and hop off my dick. Amazing.
Oh, okay. I will not be manipulated or brainwashed by anyone anymore. Okay. Batshit crazy.
I am in love, and quite honestly, it changed my life.
Oh my God. You feel like a brother to me, Sam Lufty. I mean it. Thank you, love.
Oh, that was a tweet that she sent out 19 hours ago. Yeah. That's really sad. And then one right before that, my dad never did any of those things. The microchip in my brain made me say those things, but he's the one that ordered them. And
oh shit, Sam Lufty and Perez Hilton going back and forth. We're gonna have to read some of that later.
Oh, wait a minute, where is that?
If you click on his name and then go to his tweets.
Wait, it said, David, run it and run fast before they do to you what they did to me at Breathe Heavy. They are law-breaking parents with no souls. He is, honestly, he is a low-life piece of shit human being, is what he is.
He makes money off rich people.
He does. I don't see the Perez Hilton tweets. Oh.
I guess Perez Hilton was saying something and then he responded back saying that he's a low life.
Oh, I didn't see that. I need to see the conversation.
I'll show it to you.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on.
Yes.
Who are we going to next?
Miss Mariah Carey.
Oh yeah. We're doing Mariah.
Let's touch base on her real quick. Do we need to pull up the YouTube vids?
No, we don't need embarrassment. Mariah. And this is interesting because someone else posted on Facebook this week, Adam, about this whole situation too. Sad. What's happening? And what are we going to do to fix it?
Okay, so I see two problems here. One.
Well, first let's tell what happened.
Okay, so she's in the Japans.
Uh-huh.
And she is performing in her concert, the Elusive Chanteuse Tour, which I don't think it's ever going to see the light of day here in the city, in the country, in this, in the States. I think that once she finishes her Asian tour, the likelihood of her touring in America is pretty slim to none.
Right.
Especially after all these critiques and all that. That's the first problem. Second problem. Why does she go on tour when she's dealing with such a personal thing?
Right.
Oh, and P.S. Did you see the new tattoo of Nick Cannon?
I know he covered her name, but I don't know what it is.
It's a huge cross with wings. Like, literally, it takes up his entire back. That's it. I'm like, if that is not fucking Shay to the D, oh, that is some Shay. This is the reason why you're
hitting the microphone, yeah, with your foot or something. I don't know.
This is the reason why you don't tattoo people's names on you. Right. I tattooed my dog's name, so that's different. But you don't tattoo people's names on you. Because that shit's going to come, like... And he did a big-ass tattoo. Like, his shit took from...
One shoulder to the next.
To the next.
And it said, Mariah.
Mariah. Mm-mm. And I wonder how she's going to cover hers, because hers is embedded in a... Isn't it in a butterfly?
Is it of him, his name?
Yeah, it's. I think it says Miss Cannon in the butterfly.
Oh.
Like, it's like Cannon.
I didn't even know she had that tattoo.
Mm-hmm. I'll pull up a picture
of it. Oh, you're hitting the...
Am I? How, though? Oh, hold on. Sorry, technical issues.
Hopefully we can get this fixed next week.
Yes, because I'll have a new microphone, so I apologize. Sorry, not sorry.
So she is not singing very well. She's forgetting the words to her songs.
Well, you know,
she's not singing them. She's just speaking the song.
Yes. She's pulling Whitney Houston.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
Not the crack part, but this is an interpretation of Mariah Carey singing at one of her concerts in the Japan. There's a hero. And I'm not lying to you. Please, if you want reference, look it up on YouTube. I'm not kidding you. If you look inside your heart, you don't have to be afraid of what you are. That's how she sounds. And then a hero comes along.
And then you find love of...
with the strength to carry
on.
And let me just tell you...
And then she goes...
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Here's the thing with Mariah Carey. She doesn't take... Although there's been lots of rumors that on how she takes care of her voice and whatever, like the ridiculousness of her like regimen. Like, apparently she lives in a... She uses like a humidifier, and she'll sleep sometimes in the closet to make sure her... I mean, and when I say closet, that's literally another bedroom.
Right.
With humidifiers and whatever. So she takes care of her voice very supposedly. But I'm going to tell you right now, she is going through a lot of heartache.
Right.
And you can tell it's affecting her voice. I look back at videos of when she would hit the high notes, and it was like with ease. It was like, I mean... And
right.
The high note would just come out. It was like little birdies just coming out, carrying them notes.
Now she has to and probably keep herself from crying.
Now it's like pterodactyls are coming out of her fucking mouth. It's like you are the voice. Like, it's like you are the voice. Like, what is going on? It sounds like I hate to give these guys credit on this because they're probably gonna love it, but it sounds like that. I'm not gonna say it,
right.
But it sounds like that.
Uh-huh.
And it's really sad because you could tell that she's going through a lot, and it is affecting her voice and the stress.
She should just cancel her tour.
I think she should postpone it. Yes. I don't think she should cancel it, because I think it would... I mean, that's how they make money, like the tour wise. But I think especially in those countries. But
let's get real. If she comes to the United States, we're going.
I don't know about that.
We may not pay the high price, like we said we would.
It's a little... So she... How hard is that going to be to cover up?
Oh, I didn't know she had that.
Yeah, it's... I think it's the only tattoo she's got.
But
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's really sad. I mean, I would definitely... I do want to see her, but...
Maybe she'll lip sync for us.
That's another thing. She was lip syncing a lot of those songs. Uh-huh. I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, all right. So let's move on to something happier.
Let's move on to Raven Simone.
I don't know the whole story about her. Okay. I do know that she was in an interview with Oprah, uh-huh, and she said she didn't want to be labeled as a gay person, and she did not. She said she is not African American.
She did not want to be labeled... See, now you're starting just... You're just talking shit. She did not want to be... she doesn't want to label herself, period. But she did not want to... She doesn't consider herself African-American. She said she considers herself American. And she got kind of a lot of flack. And even Oprah, when she was being interviewed by Oprah said, oh, you're going to get a lot of hate mail for that.
Right.
She's like, so can you please, kind of divulge... Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, explain why you think that. And, you know, she was, and she said, you know, it's because I was born here. This is a melting pot. She's like, we're not all just one race. And she goes,
but it's not a melting pot anymore. It's a salad bowl. Because a melting pot requires people to mend all together and have the same thing. But a salad bowl allows you to be different, but all together.
Yeah. Racial division by foul monkeys.
No, it's just saying that you don't have to be, you don't have to become a part of something to be a part of it.
Right.
It's a salad bowl.
Well, no, but I think the melting pot, the reason why people say that, use that phrase, is because
I love that cheese place.
We don't actually, there's so many nations that have come to this country over our history that
should not be here. Is that what you're gonna say?
Right. I'm having issues right now. My head is starting to hurt really bad. But anyways, so I think that that she said that, and I was just like, when I was watching it, because I watched it live, and I was like, oh, girl, you won't get a lot of hate mail for that.
People are gonna hate you.
Well, and then someone was said, and then so she went back onto Twitter and said, someone I guess questioned her and said, someone said something about along the lines to her, I'm assuming, that was she denying the fact that she was black. And then she said, actually, you must have, in more words than one, she was saying, you're an idiot for not reading what I said correctly.
Right.
I never said I was not black, or I was, and I never said I was denying being black. I am black, but I'm not African-American. I'm American, which, to be quite honest with you, I agree with her. I'm not Mexican. Mexican by way of my mother and my father, but to me, I'm American. Like, I grew up
here. What about, instead of calling her African-American, if somebody called her a black American?
I think that would be perfectly fine. I don't know. Oprah didn't go into that. Like, she didn't ask her. Like, she kind of didn't push her into that. Sorry.
Oprah didn't do her job. Let's get that clear.
Right. Oprah didn't care.
Right.
She was just like,
who's this bitch?
No.
Why am I interviewing her?
But, you know, I kind of feel like I have to give her much respect for, you know, going up there. And she's like, so when, you know, like Oprah asked her, so when you said, finally, we can get married in my state, was that your way of saying you were gay? And she was like, she's like, you know, I hate labels. And she's like, and she didn't skirt around it because she said she had a girlfriend. So it's not like she was denying the fact that she was gay. But she was just saying, you know what? She's like, I don't like labels. And for that matter, she's like, because I don't feel like all of us need to be put in a box. She's like, you know, and it's not something that, it's a private matter. And she's like, and I don't feel the need to have to put labels so that other people can
explain it
into their boxes. And then that's what she said, you know, that's when she went into the whole, I'm American, I'm not African-American. Which, that, you know, to some degree, no, she's not African-American because she doesn't have parents that were born in Africa. Her parents are born here in Louisiana, or I think that's where she's from. I understand her point of view, but I also, like, she got a lot of slack for it.
And probably mostly just from black Americans or African Americans.
Probably.
I'm sure white people are like, whatever, you know?
I mean, probably. I mean, I mean, she might have done, you know, she might have gotten slack from predominantly the black American. But, you know, that's also like, and then I think someone had also mentioned to her, like, oh, that she was half white or whatever. And in fact, I think both of her parents are black. So it was just kind of like, people are just trying to nitpick a statement.
She could have a white person like five generations down her
exactly.
line.
Exactly. You know, some slave owner that got a little happy with a bunch of slaves, which is awful. But
Thomas Jefferson.
Right. Thomas Jefferson. So I just thought it was really interesting when she said that. And then to have all this like backlash sort of come out of it from it. It was just kind of interesting. Because she has been one of those actresses that I feel like a lot of people like her a lot, you know, because she's.
And she hasn't gone batshit crazy.
Right. And she's one of those like child stars that hasn't gone crazy, has pretty much been able to keep her private life very private. And one of the things that I loved about her was that she was like, she had said something along the lines of like, you know, Oprah had asked her, like, how does she manage to keep herself so private and keep her life out of the limelight so much that you kind of really don't hear much about it. And she was like, because I was taught at a very young age, you know, from my parents, that you keep what you want to keep private and you don't divulge and you don't say. And if you want that, you can go for it and you can have it. And she's like, but you have to be mindful of that. And then she was saying, you know, she's like, I'm not going to go to a popular restaurant. She's like, after there's a scandal, I'm not going to go to a popular restaurant where there's paparazzi and have my picture taken. And then she was like, that's on you, boo-boo. That's why you have all that negative, you know, like media and all that stuff. She's like, take your ass home.
Who was she referring to?
I think she's just, it was just a very general statement, but I think it was just, she was referring to people like Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears, Amanda Bynes, and just saying like, if you don't want this kind of attention, if you don't want this kind
of... Don't promote it.
You have a scandal, stay your ass at home.
I mean, I totally know how she feels from the people like standing outside this house right now trying to take our pictures. Oh my God, it's so embarrassing.
So embarrassing. I hear the flashes. Maybe that's the wings in my ear. But but anyway, so I just thought it was really interesting. You know, I have heard Janet, for example, has said, she said that in the past as well. And she's like, you know, I think she was being interviewed and I can't remember what interview it was that she was being asked this question, but she was like, you know, she's like, I think it was one of like MTV and they were asking her like, how are you, like, do you go out or like, do you go to the mall? Do you do things that normal people do? And she's like, yeah, she's like, you know, I can do that stuff. She's like, it's sometimes it's hard and sometimes it's easy. And she's like, and I hate, she's like, and she kind of was like, rolled her eyes and she's like, you know, I kind of hate having to say this. She's like, but a lot of the times, she's like, you know, like I do after hours. So like when the mall is closed, like we'll arrange.
Like her brother.
Right. So we'll arrange for things to be, you know, kept open for a little bit longer so that we can go in or whatever. And she's like, and I don't like that. She's like, because I don't want to be.
Special.
Right. I don't want to be seen as this type of different. She's like, but sometimes it just, it's just too hard. And she's like, and she's like, and a lot of the times, you know, she's like, but I don't do it often. And she's like, you know, because, you know, I have designers and stuff sending me things all the time and blah, blah, blah. She's like, so I don't really do that often. She's like, but when I want to go to like, and I think the one thing that I think people need to remember is that in LA, it's normal. So when you see artists, that's normal. Like people like seeing Janet Jackson and going into a mall or going to a doctor. Yeah, there's going to be paparazzi. But for the most part, most people, they don't give a shit. Like, local Los Angeles, how do you say that?
Los Angeles.
Yeah. They don't care. It's us tourist people who travel down there and the paparazzi that make it a big deal. Like, oh my God, Janet, she came out of a recording studio, like looking like shit. Like that's who makes it a big deal. Mm-hmm. They don't. And she was like, she was saying that there are ways to keep private. It was one of those, it was my bracelet.
Oh, okay.
She was saying that, now I remember what it was. It was, they were asking her a question on how she was able to keep her marriage from Renee, which was her last marriage, so secret for like 9 years. No one knew except a very small number of fans. She's like, well, like there's ways to do it. She's like, you know who you can say to and who you can't. And she's like, and you know when you can go to the mall and put a disguise and you'll be fine. She's like, and you know when you can't.
Well, when you live in Abu Dhabi and you have to wear a scarf around your head, I guess she doesn't that's have easy. To.
They've taken pictures of her and she doesn't have to. I mean, she's American, so they don't like really. Like, it's really weird because when, like, my friend, one of my, an old manager of mine, he transferred to Qatar. And he works over there now. And we asked him about, like, the customs and stuff like that. And he's like, well, he's like, there are certain things that you still have to kind of abide, even if you're American. He's like, but for the most part, he's like, because you are American, you don't really need to abide by like the head, like the certain things that you, that most people that live there who that are from that nation have to abide by.
God, that would suck for a person that was, that's from there.
Well, I mean, like, for example, like being gay down there is not, I mean, because it's a Muslim country. So, but it's not like an extremist Muslim country, but it is a Muslim country nonetheless. And they do have their laws about that, so it's not like all undercover girl.
Why in the countries of like the hottest men, some of the hottest men, it, you can't even look at them, can't even try to go to there.
Where there's a dick, there's a way.
That is true. All right, so let's go move forward. We're, this is gonna be a long show. Well, we're at 30 minutes right now.
Okay.
Let's talk about our podcast that we just started listening to.
Which is, I'm going to leave.
Serial.
Oh, did you see my post last night?
Well, I have been listening to it since it first came out.
When was it coming out?
3 weeks ago. This is the third week.
Oh, yeah. Because I started, okay. So full disclosure, I listened to all three yesterday because I hadn't gotten around. This story that they're working on right now is so amazing.
So the concept of this is an NPR podcast. And basically what they do is they go through this whole court case. Or I guess it's going to be several court cases. As they go through, they'll finish them and start a new one.
Yeah.
But each week, an episode is based on a part of
the story.
The case. So the first one was just, the outline of the story. The second one was the alibi, right?
No, the first one was like the introduction of the character. So it's kind of like a story.
Like a book.
Yeah. It's kind of like a book.
So the second chapter was an alibi of a certain person.
Yes.
The dance? Let's see.
The explanation of the potential miss of alibi. Because the first one is where they discover that there potentially could have been an alibi. That potentially there could have been a witness that disclaimed what the prosecutor was.
Okay. The first episode is the alibi. So you learn everything about all the people in the case.
Yeah.
What they said they were doing,
right?
Everything that was used
their
in the court
part
case.
in the and that was through the other podcast, right? Well, because I heard it on This American Story,
right? Which is a part of this,
yeah.
This American Life, you mean?
Or This American Life? Sorry.
So the second episode, which came out the second week, is the breakup. So you learn about the breakup of this boy and this girl that's the case is about,
right?
And then the second one is called Leak. No, the third. Yeah, the third one is called Leakin Park, which is a park that some of this stuff happened in. So you learn about the park. You learn about people that are around in the park. You learn about the investigation inside the park. Mm-hmm. And then next week, I don't know what next week's episode is, but it's going to be another part of the investigation. But it goes a whole year? Is it all 50? Is it 52 episodes for one court case, did they say?
I can't remember because when I listened to the first episode that I listened to, I listened to on This American Life, and I was kind of like in and out of listening to it, just the very beginning portion, so I didn't really hear how this was going to work out, but when she started explaining the story, I was like, this is really good.
And it's really good too, because first, these people that this investigation is people that are around our age.
Right.
We graduated in 95. This happened in
96.
I graduated in 95. You graduated in 96. This happened in 99.
Yeah, I was going to say 98.
So it's like, it's about people of our age. And so you hear the interview of this guy that supposedly murdered this girl. They don't know yet. This reporter's investigating everything.
Well, we don't know. We, the listeners, don't know yet. But I will say this. So far from what I hear, and really, honestly, I think that both, and I think Ricky will agree, but I really seriously think that you guys need to listen to this podcast. Because Mike Lawson and I were talking about it real quick on Facebook. And
oh, you were?
Yeah. And he...
Oh, Mike Lawson talks to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So so we just were talking about we just can't get over how good the story. Her storytelling is amazing, by the way. Like the host.
I don't want to wait. I want all the episodes. Exactly. I want Netflix version.
Exactly. I need you to just dump all 18,000 episodes into one fucking loop so I can listen to them. But so I asked this to you as the story, the way that the story is unfolding. It's one of those where it makes you really it really puts you in the position of the storyteller, and which is the reporter who is trying to uncover every portion of this case.
It's like a Murder, She Wrote
kind
episode.
Of. Yeah. And she really kind of makes you, she pulls you in into herself and kind of almost makes you go through all the emotions that she went through as she was discovering this. As she has been discovering the information for this case. So these first three episodes that she has sort of that have been released, you kind of, you really teeter-totter between, you know, did he or didn't he?
Right.
You know, because it like, as more information is given, you're like, well, that's strange.
Well, it's kind of, and it's kind of going like every other episode, you think he did it. And then the other episode, you're like, maybe he didn't do it.
I
the first episode, I was like, this guy was, I think he was set up. This guy's set up.
Well, but then the second show. So I'm going to ask you, and I know that this is full disclosure. It's a spoiler. Mm-hmm. So stop listening if you're listening to this point, because if you want to go back and listen to the podcast, listen to it first and then finish us from this point on. What I don't understand is the guy who supposedly he went up to and said,
Jay.
Yeah, I don't understand how he plays a part in the story.
I don't.
I think he's the one that did it. Right?
That's what
right
I
now,
said.
I think he's
I think
the
he
one
set
that
him
did
up.
It.
Yeah.
I think he set him up. Because of the way that she said that he all, how do you know all these
he knew all
particular
the answers
details?
To everything. Right.
That's to me. Oh, and he went and picked her up. He, you know, with mm-hmm. it's like, I don't understand.
And then
I
when
don't
they
think
got,
he, did she explain anything about him? No, right?
I think it's probably going to come later.
Yeah. But she has. I just don't,
so
I
far
don't miss
she so far they've only talked about him being interviewed. They haven't said anything about his previous life.
Or how
anything
he's
that
tied
happened
into
afterwards.
The case or anything
right.
like that. So, right. Okay, good. Because that's I thought I may have missed something, but I honestly that I listening to the excerpts of the next episode, which is where they talk about how they start dissecting whether people may have been setting him up.
Right.
It's going to be interesting. I think right now my gut feeling tells me. I don't think he did it. I don't think he did it. I mean, I guess I could Google it and find out because it's public knowledge, I'm sure. Right. But
we don't want to do that. We don't want to spoil it.
Well, I kind of do because I'd like to know the stuff.
You guys anyway. Listen. The podcast is called Serial. It's by NPR.
Not the cereal that you eat.
Right.
It's like cereal.
Like murder. S-E-R-I-L. Go take a listen to that. What else we got going on? Is that it?
I just wanted to ask you a question, and I'm not trying to put you on blast or anything, but have you listened to any new podcasts from Pride 48? Like, if you plead the fifth, that's fine. If you don't, if you haven't, that's okay. You don't have to say you have. I know it's really difficult for you to listen to because of the type of work you do. So,
right.
At least now.
So, the only ones that I have picked up right now. I mean, I have other ones that I've already listened
right,
to.
Right, that you're kind
but of... the new ones I picked up are Hello Waffles.
Yes. Okay.
And I've only listened to one episode of theirs. So this other podcast that what's his name from Catching Up?
Joe Batanz,
Homeo and Juliet. I listened to the episode that he was on of theirs.
Was that funny?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was cool.
Okay.
And then another podcast, which I think I've had them in my list before, but they kind of fell off or I don't know, but Secretly Timon.
Mm.
I have picked that up, but I have all my other podcasts plus those right now. So
yeah, I know. It's
I try to listen as much as I can. This week I actually did pretty good because my boss wasn't in. So
yeah, it is. I will tell you, it is really hard because I listen to, for example, like, I listen to Loveline, and that's like almost an hour and a half show. So I listen to them, and sometimes that can be like a little like sometimes I don't listen to them all at the same time. So sometimes they're like an hour, and I can't. I mean, I only listen to them at work. But the new ones that I actually caught myself up with, or that I started listening since Pride 48, was Turnip Style.
Uh-huh.
Which I love them. The voice of Turnip Style. I love their Canadian accents. I think it's so sexy.
A boat.
I started listening to Ding the Bell.
Mm-hmm.
I also listened to Online. And I also started listening to Hello Waffles. I also picked up Ink, Blind, and Confused.
Oh, I haven't. They don't have a show yet, do they?
They released a very like introductory. It was only like 15. Like I think it was less than 15 minutes long. So it was just a very. But they haven't released like a full show.
Okay.
And I think, well, of course, Pride Collective, because I love me some.
Oh, I need to listen to that. That's Luke. Something I we love some Luke Miller.
I love him because he's been him and I have been texting back and forth, and he's so sweet. And that's about it. I mean, among the other ones that I listen to, but yeah, no, I really like some of them. It's interesting to see. It's interesting for me to hear other podcasts that are very similar to our style, like just two friends or whatever,
just talking.
I like that. I mean, like I love how, like, for example, Hello Waffles, like I like listening to them because their dynamic is so funny. Like, it's not hilarious, like, but
it's like, I don't know. It's kind of like they're talking to each other and it's just like what we're doing.
Yeah.
But because they're, I don't want to say monotone, but they seem quite like a quiet person. I don't know what it is, but sometimes they'll say something and they'll just like have this long pause between it. And I'm like,
right.
Like that's laughing,
was,
you know?
That's kind of what I was going to say was, is like, they're not outright funny. Like some podcasts are, that are just like two people or whatever. Like they're not like, oh my God, you get the punchline, but it's very kind of like it's sort of like a muted kind of comic. It's like really, it's kind of like the punchline is the dead air.
Well,
it's
like,
oh God.
For instance, like I think this was on the latest show and they're like, so we went to Costco. I mean, then they're very like quiet. It's not like they're excited, you know, they're like, so we went to Costco and bought some protein bars because that's what we have for breakfast. And $130 later and like 13 cases of power bars, you know, and I'm just like
and I love how he like he kind of sets you up when he's gonna be offensive,
right?
It's like I love how he does that, and then it's like
not that offensive
and you're like it's kind of funny. So I'm actually kind of happy that I picked those guys up because they're kind of funny. And I mean, they're both cute and whatnot. So it's always nice to know who you're listening to. Any other podcasts besides that you picked up? I mean, outside of the Pride 48 realm?
Only Serial.
I did pick up, I did listen to Mom from Hell's opinion. And I picked up Risk. And I picked up another one that is also that she also mentioned to me, which I can't, I think they have Snap Judgment. I'm still not sure I love those. Cause I think,
I did pick up a new podcast.
I also got, Pop Culture Happy Hour.
That's what I was going to say. I, heard Taylor tell Rodan to listen
yeah,
to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I listened to it, and now I have the one, like, they go into full detail about Gone Girl, so I want to hear that and see what they think about it.
Oh, speaking of Gone Girl, I mean, you saw
I went to go
it,
see
so
it.
What'd you think of it? Because I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know.
The movie was good. The movie, I thought it was going to be hard the way they did it for the way the book is written, because the book is kind of written in first person. So it's kind of hard to like do first person for a movie because you basically have to have the internal person telling the story in the movie. But they did it pretty well.
Okay.
There's a few things they left out of the book that I felt possibly could have helped the book and make people understand
a few more things. Possibly helped the movie?
Yeah, that's
got it.
And helped people that did not read the book understand why a person is the way they are or what happened in order for this to happen.
Right.
But other than that, it was pretty good. The girl that played Amy, she looked like psycho crazy. So, you know, she kind of got that down. But the way that she talked, I did not like that. Mm-hmm. It was like stuck up New York rich person talk, which is basically she is that person in the book.
Yeah.
But just to hear it, I'm like, oh, I don't like that.
You're like,
Oh, and Ben Affleck's peen.
Yeah, so I heard that it's not, you have to be like, you have to look for
it. Oh, yeah. It's not like just right there, but I'm waiting for a screenshot to show up online one day so that I can actually see it. So
then you can actually just like
stare at it and like study it.
I heard it was pretty big and girthy.
It looked like it. I think he was like, you know, he had a halfie going on.
Like a half uncut. Oh, yeah. I like a half.
No, like half mass. Like not all the way hard, but not all the way soft.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, did not see that coming.
I would suggest reading the book before you see the movie.
Nobody have time for that.
Yeah. I think that's all that I got today, Roger. What about you?
I haven't seen the movie. I don't have anyone. I don't have no more friends. So I don't have anyone to go with. I know it's really sad. Wah wah.
Well, let's end this on a positive note.
If anybody wants to be my friend, I'm giving out
applications. Email me and I'll say if you can or not.
Right. email my secretary, Ricky.
Make sure you check out our YouTube videos.
Yes, because we're gonna be releasing another.
Are you gonna work on an intro and an outro for the videos?
No.
Yeah. See, you need to do that.
No.
So.
I'm first of all, I'm not versed in editing. So like,
well, and learn it. And there's YouTube videos.
Okay, first of all, Sally,
I do everything for this audio portion. You need to pick up something.
and by everything, you mean drag, drop, convert, drag, drop.
Takes upload. A while to everything. So learn something.
I learned how to be
contribute
fabulous.
To the show other than being.
The voice.
Pretty.
Oh, she's so hateful.
All right, so.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything else.
We're done.
I think we're done.
Stick a fork in it.
We're done. Who was I?
Watch our YouTube videos. Hey, Mike Lawson. Who else do we want to say hey to?
Luke.
Hey, Luke. And your chest hair.
Mm.
Luke, take a picture of Luke and his chest hair shows up. It's right. Like, oh, okay. Well,
right. Well, hey there. Hey there, little hairy cub.
He's like, my face is here. No, it's all down.
No, it's just like a woman with big breasts.
All I got to say is, you go, Roman.
Right, right. Get that.
Get it. Don't stop. Get it, get it.
What? One more thing before we do go. Have you listened to any of the new music that Pink has released recently?
No. She has new music?
Yeah, okay, so she recorded she's recording with another singer.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what his name is. But it's called the new album is called it's sort of like a band and it's kind of like a folky album and it's the name of their band is called You and Me. The name of the album is called Rose Ave.
Didn't You and Me, they have an album coming out or it has come out.
No, it's coming out this Tuesday. So yeah.
Oh, and Pink's in it?
Yeah, she's the lead singer. So they're both singers.
You know, I thought that was when I saw the cover of the album. I was like, that looks like Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
so listen.
That's
listen,
so weird.
She does a remake of No Ordinary Love, which I'm excited to listen to because that's Sade. And everybody loves Sade.
You know who really loves Sade?
Who?
Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
Yes, I have heard her talk about that.
Loves her.
Oh, well, too bad Taffy doesn't listen to this fucking podcast.
I know. Mm.
Anyway,
hello.
So that album comes out on Tuesday. Take a listen to some of the songs. It's very folky, so if you like folk,
I like
music,
folk music.
More like pop folky. You'll like this one.
Is it like Mindy Smith?
Huh?
Like Mindy Smith?
I don't know. Have you listened? You haven't listened to it?
Mm-mm. I'll listen to it when we get back. We get off. We'll listen to it in the car.
Yeah, but take a listen to it. I think you guys will like it. It's
we didn't even talk about American Horror Story.
Oh, let's real quickly. Where were we at?
Love it.
Wait. Where are we at?
50 minutes.
Oh, we'll take the last 10 minutes, just round it out to an hour.
American Horror Story. I love it. It's so interesting right now. Of course, it's only the first episode. I love the beginning of it, the stop motion stuff. I think it's better than any other intro they've ever had. The music for that doesn't seem as like piercing to my ear. I think they calm down the well, high pitched noises.
Don't they usually use the same?
It's the same music. Okay. But you know, this is like stop motion, but it's not as like you know, like hurts my ears. But so far the characters they introduced, it's really cool.
That fucking clown, scary.
Oh my god, so scary.
I actually think that the
Sarah Paulson's part, the
double headed,
that is so weird to me. It's like, it's so weird how they made her like two separate people in one body. It's just, it looks odd.
It does look odd. I have to agree. And because it also doesn't, it I guess because it's so unnatural. I think it would have been more interesting had they did it with someone else's head. Do you think?
Like, you mean have her head on one side and then, yep. Like a totally.
Fraternal twins?
But that wouldn't really work.
Why?
Unless it was a male. That would have been
awesome.
Oh my god, we should work for American Horror Story.
Toads. Oh, I could get some. I could be dark.
So that far, fucking, it's
that,
like
that clown when he was stabbing. Spoiler alert!
Right.
When he was stabbing that girl's boyfriend, uh-huh. I mean, that's how I picture myself stabbing some of these motherfuckers that I have in my life.
He's like a dream come true for you.
He's like, I'm like, yes.
I love that. The lobster boy.
Yes, when he was
fingering. His party, like he goes to women's parties and just fingers women.
I want to get fingered. No, actually, I don't like being fingered. That's gorbid. But anyways, that is that. Yeah,
wait,
that was.
You
really
want to be a woman and be fingered?
Yes.
Yeah,
I want to be a woman and fingered.
He does.
I feel like
he does one in the steam, two in the pink. Yeah. That's what he's doing. That's so
and then he takes, pulls out and licks.
Yeah.
That yummy,
that strawberry and that chocolate together. Jessica Lange's Russian accent is kind of, or German accent's kind of weird.
Well,
like it goes in and out.
It's got a little bit of a twang.
It goes in and out. And then Kathy Bates, like, Baltimore.
You kind of look like Kathy Bates right now with the beard. Because she's sporting that red beard just on the side. That shit's creepy.
She's the bearded woman. And then they get the poor innocent candy stripe girl. And then they get her high on opium. And like all these freaks are doing stuff to her. And she's trying to get away.
Oh, yeah. That's right. In typical American Horror Story fashion, there's a lot going on, so you have to really pay attention to the episode in order to really kind of follow sort of where it goes off. But yeah, I think the show is going to be amazing. I hope it doesn't have a lull in the middle of it, because I think his last two seasons had a lull in the middle. It was just kind of like, oh, it's not as good. And then it gets really good at the end. But another show that you should watch is How to Get Away with Murder if you haven't seen it. I think
I've
really
seen it.
Good.
I've only seen the first episode.
You need to continue watching it because it's really good. Also, of course, Scandal. That's a good one. Homeland. Wow.
That's on Netflix. Is it on Netflix?
No. The first couple
it's
seasons
HBO,
are on
HBO, right?
It's Showtime,
or Showtime.
But I can hook you up, girl.
Me a code.
I got you a code.
Okay.
But let me just tell you, that shit is wow. Like, I mean, Homeland, I think by far... It's probably the second or third best work of like art in terms of a show since 6 Feet Under, and that's saying a lot.
Oh,
because
really?
6 Feet Under is it's a fucking amazing. I think it's like one of the
Love
best
6
shows
Feet Under.
That ever came about.
Every time I hear the last song from 6 Feet Under by Sia,
bawling.
All on the floor, like fetal position. I
like
cried.
You got two in the pink
so
and one in the stink.
That is like the hardest I have ever cried over a show or a movie or anything.
Was there finale?
Yes.
You know what?
And that song was playing during the finale, like the final ending, and I'm like,
"What?" Like, if you haven't seen the show, this is not a spoiler. You're just a jackass.
It's been like 12 years. Yeah.
But when he like when he's driving away, uh-huh. and you're just like, and the girl, was it his sister that was driving away? Yeah, his sister was driving away. Because it's been a while since I've seen the show, but his sister's driving away, and it's like you see kind of, it's kind of like a, is it a desert? Not a desert, but it was like just kind of like a, is it a dirt road or is it just a regular road? I think it was a regular. It's been so long.
They're in California, so.
But anyways, and. You just like the show was just so well done, and you see the like the sadness of like that was probably by far one of the best endings to a show.
Yeah, the, like,
go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say like that. You know, this is, if you haven't seen it, I'm sorry, but the last episode is the progression of all the main characters' deaths, and it shows when they die, who and what, how they die, and in which order.
Right, and it's not like And it's not done, I feel like, even though it was kind of fast because it was all done in like an hour, mm-hmm. it wasn't like...
The last 3 minutes is what kills you.
Yes.
I mean...
because you see the family's sadness sort mm-hmm. of unfold in this beautiful like sequence of...
Death.
Like death, but like sort of rebirth for her because she was kind of the last member left. Uh-huh. And it was just kind of like one of these things where... You just kind of like think to yourself like, oh my God, this is, what did I just watch? Like, this is like magical TV. Like, this right. is what good TV is like.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving me chills. It's just such a good show. But anyways, Homeland is very much so in that realm of like really good shows where you're just like, you fucking get sucked in and you're like, you go through every emotion that Claire Danes is going through when she has ugly cry and when she's like going through her bouts of like mental disorder. Like you live and breathe what this character is. And it's a really, really good show. If you have the opportunity to watch it, definitely pick it up on Netflix. If it's on there, watch it, catch yourself up, because it's a really, really brilliantly written show. Another show, too, is Masters of Sex, but that one's off already because the season ended. But that one's also a really good show. Speaking of good shows. But anyway. All right,
we're going to go. My back hurts.
Oh.
I've been standing up for a long time.
Oh, well, we're going to be sitting for a while.
Mm-hmm. Hello. All right, this is Ricky.
And this is Tim, I think.
No, you were Tim in the last one.
Oh, what did I say in the beginning?
I don't remember.
Oh, this is me.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Deuces.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.